And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You positive heads out there, it's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is truly a magical Monday here in the studio. As I record, are you having a magical Monday? Are you making it magical? Or you might be listening to this on Tuesday. Are you having a magical day? Are you having a magical day that ends in Y? I hope you are, because I certainly am. It has been really, really interesting. Something that's unfolded, just some synchronicity, you know, no big deal. But definitely setting my Monday off to a magical start. It's all unfolded in the last few minutes. And I'm going to break it down for you guys. Before I do, I would like to take a moment to read a review on iTunes. You guys know I love my iTunes reviews because, well, they make me feel warm and fuzzy. That's one reason. The other is they help us to reach new people. And I certainly, you know, getting feedback from you guys means the world and certainly helps to fuel my fire to continue this labor of love. So if you haven't done so, please review on iTunes. And this one came in by Katie Ann 96. And the title is Woa. This show is just what I've been looking for. I've been on a sort of spiritual journey for the last little while, wanting to figure out what I believe rather than simply adopting the beliefs of my parents. Brandon and his guests offer immense wisdom, and each episode leaves me with some sort of new perspective on this life. Brandon is definitely right. It's a daily conscious effort to put this into practice, but it sure is fun doing it. Thank you, Brandon and the Positive Ed team, for all that you do. Love this show so, 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 so much. Aw, thank you, Katie Ann. Love you so, 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 so much as well. So yeah, let's dive in, shall we? Okay, first, I want to just premise by saying, you know, drumming up that feeling of magic for each of you. Some of you out there listening may be in sort of like, oh, on the way to work, stuck in traffic. Oh, you know, another day of mediocrity. And you can change that by just adjusting your vibration, expecting, getting into the zone, into the vortex, as Abraham calls it. And we're actually going to share an Abraham clip that plays into the magic this morning as I record. And yeah, I, you know, let's be really frank about what's going on here. You are magical being. You are the magic. You are so filled and overflowing with possibility. And, you know, if you're focused on what is going on that is not so magical, you're going to get more of what's not so magical. So let's drum up some of the truth of the matter is that you're a divine being here waiting that put yourself to sleep so that you can wake up again. You're God in drag, as Ram Dass puts it. Treat everyone you meet as if they're God in drag. Well, treat yourself as God in drag. That's the whole surprise, you know, that's going on here. You have set yourself up. And if once you can remember that and really, really like tune into that truth of what the heck is going on with the situation in which you find yourself, you can start to get that excitement building because the possibilities are endless in front of you. You can just make up stuff that, you know, about the direction that your life is going to go and just sort of follow them with a childlike wonder. And if it doesn't turn out great, then there'll be something else, right? Just getting into that childlike state, believing the possibility that you can, you're just because your life has been a certain way, that has no bearing on what it has to be like on a go forward unless you continue to tell that same story and drag that stuff forward. You are literally being born anew in this moment as you hear this. The particles that make up your physical being is, you know, really vibrations of energy that are popping in and out of existence. Every time you breathe, it's like death, rebirth, death, rebirth. You're literally flickering into this reality. You're brand new in this very moment. So if your past has been one that's been particularly challenging or locked you into a, you know, current situation, you know, if you want to know what you'll see tomorrow, look at what you're feeling and resonating with today, right? Not literally tomorrow, it might be in 10 minutes, it might be in 10 months, right? But that's the idea, is where you're at now is only really a vibrational reflection of the past, a past vibrational offering that you had, right? And guess what? You're now in a new now where you get to choose a new vibrational resonance point, and that will dictate what happens on a go forward. There is, you know, a lot of times people, you get stuck looking at this sort of, oh, I see no way out. I've got, you know, two kids and a job and a mortgage and, you know, it's done for me. I'm 48 years old and there's just, you know, it's too late. Are you kidding me? Like, you're just waking up. You're a newborn baby. You're just starting to really embody this stuff. You're an eternal being waking up in the context of your current life with new powers, essentially, understanding the magic of your potential. Right? Anything that you learn or do from this moment forward is carried forward. Even if you're 98 years old and you're like, oh, it's too late for me. I'm like, this life is over. I'll be gone soon. You know, it's not true. Whatever you learn today goes with you. And when you pass, I truly believe it'll be like Journey of Souls sort of talks about. Like, a lot of the advanced souls are anxious to get right back to where their hub is, their, the point that they left off from. Oh, cool. I'm back. Cool. I remember all this. Yep. Let's pick up where we left off. I got work to do. I got lots of things I want to do. I'm excited to be here. It feels good to be here. That's what's going to happen. It's just like changing states. It's like moving into a new house, right? And wherever, whenever you are, your consciousness is you. It's going to always be you. Isn't that exciting? You're going to always be you. My friend that has been having these wild, you know, lucid dreams, bilocation experiences. I've talked about her a few times. That's one of the things that she told me. She goes, Brandon, I could tell you 1,000 of my stories, right? And the one common denominator is I'm always me. Well, who is me? Her consciousness, the same thing that's animating her current form is animating all these other forms, right? So you're always going to be you. It doesn't end. This is like one of countless experiences that you have and are going to have and have had. So start getting excited about that, because the fact that you're resonating with this information, you can turn it all around. Now you can be done with the mundane. You don't need to know the hows or whys. You just needed to get in the vibrational state, the vortex, excited about the possibility, the truth that you can, magic can come from directions you can't even possibly imagine it. And I'll share some of mine now, shall I, to inspire. So last night I went to dinner with my family. And my parents and brother and nephew and son. And I ended up at the end paying the bill. And I noticed that it came to the numbers it came to was $122.22. And I'm like, oh, that's a lot of 222. And I'd seen someone else post about 222 like hours earlier. Right. So I thought about it at the time. I'm like, yeah, that's obviously like, you know, that's a lot of twos. And I just my car like last week flipped 22,222 miles. I remember that. So this morning I get up, you know, a little bit ago, I'm having my coffee. Okay, what do I talk about this morning? I have no idea what I'm going to make this podcast about. As I often do, I just freestyle what comes up, what bubbles up, what seems to want to come through. And YouTube, I pulled up YouTube. I haven't played a clip in a minute. YouTube recommended a video to me by Abraham called "What Means the Alignment of Numbers?" Question mark. Someone probably English is not their first language wrote this this description out, but it caught my attention because the 222 thing just happened, you know, last night. So I listened to it and I'm like, okay, there is definitely some major synchronicity in this clip I'd never heard before. Not only was there synchronicity as soon as I heard it, after it was done, I looked up the meaning of 222, and it said the next step in your path, symbols of new beginnings. one of the, you know, and there was a very, that was like the header of the page I clicked on to read what's the meaning of 222. And then there was a very short description someone had wrote in, and I'll just read the first sentence of it. They said, I looked it up this past week, driving to work, I saw 222 twice and 2222 once during a 13-minute drive. Now, seems like an odd piece of information that the person would share that it was a 13-minute drive. So now what I'm going to do is let you guys listen to this Abraham Hicks, "What Means the Alignment of Numbers?" question mark, and see if you can ping on all the synchronicity that that is going on here. All the alignment within alignment within alignment within alignment. Take a listen.
Hello, Abraham. It's so great to be here. I don't really have a question on a vibrational aspect of my life.
Can you hear her? Breathe
sorry.
Deeply.
I have a question on something that happened to me that I would like your opinion.
Our opinion is it was a direct response to a vibration that you were offering.
It was a very good...
And it was a wonderful indicator to help you realize what's going on vibrationally.
Can I explain to you what happened?
Certainly. We're eager for you to explain it.
It actually happened in November of last year. It was November 13th, which happened to be a Friday. I was in my car on the way to a conference, and I was listening to the Vortex on the CD. And in the fall, I like to look in the trees to see the hawks. And on my trip, I saw 13 hawks. And as I saw the 13th hawk on Friday the 13th, you announced the 13th false premise. And I went, whoa. I turned my CD off because I had to let it vibrate into my being as what to just happen.
Because it was an incredible alignment of numbers, wasn't it?
It was. And as I did that, my out-of-the-vortex thought said to me, don't look in a tree, you don't want to see 14. And then I came back to my vortex and I said, no, the universe aligned this. I won't see a 14th. And I had about 45 minutes more in my drive and I did not see a 14th hawk. But I was just so amazed that it all came together, and am just asking for your opinion of what the synchronicity was.
We've been talking all day today. It's been a perfect conversation to fold this into it because we've been talking about expectation. We've been talking about perception and how the world, in other words, all of the other people driving down that freeway today, that on that day, didn't put that together in the way you put that together. In other words, even if they saw a hawk or two, even in other words, your awareness of the alignment is the significant thing to talk about here. And any time that you're reaching, in other words, think about the questions that you've been asking, or better said, the desire that you hold constantly, which is to understand how you fit into all of this, to understand alignment, to watch the evidence of the universe yielding to you. You were primed to that even with the discussion that was going on in that recording. And so the universe, we just want you to know that every environment in which you stand at all times stands with the ability to deliver to you this kind of resonant evidence of any desire that you hold. Every moment, that wasn't just a freakish being in the right place at the right time. Every place and every moment in time has the ability to yield to you those kinds of evidence of alignment. All day, every day, everywhere, it's there. The question is, where are you on the tuner? It's sort of like moving around in your car with a radio receiver with all kinds of things being broadcast, and understanding that when you set your tuner, you'll hook up with a signal. So what we're saying, that on an even more grand scale, is that every moment in time and every place in this time-space reality is ready to yield to you a plethora of pleasing manifestations as evidence of what you're doing vibrationally all day, every day. And we want to say to you, what's remarkable in this, even more than the fun of it. Esther loves having those moments and times where it's 222 and it's 222 mile marker, and the distance that they drove is 222 and the distance to the next place is 222. In other words, she loves it when things line up like that. But what we want to say to you and to Esther, what's even more remarkable is that you aren't having really more of those moments, since every moment has the opportunity to yield that to you. And if you're really tuned, in other words, when you get that, that's the universe just saying, here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go, evidence, 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 here you go, here you go, here you go, evidence, 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 that you'll start saying, I am blessed, and I am good, and I am a creator, and I can be or do or have anything that I want, and I choose that, and I choose that, and I choose that, and I choose that. That was a focused moment. But a focused moment, our best definition of a focused moment that will yield to you an emphatic demonstration of things wanted, or an emphatic manifestation of things wanted, is a moment of non-resistance. Mm-hmm. So hang around in the vortex. That's really the simple way of describing this. You're in the vortex, and when you're in the vortex, things like that just line up. Cooperative components. That's what we've been, as we've been swirling this vortex in all this time, that's what we're talking about. All of the cooperative components are already lined up there, you see. Every moment full of cooperative components for you to experience the manifestation of. Don't you just love it?
I do.
Aren't you eager to pick the ripe manifestation that's available all day, every day?
I do.
As humans, you become far too patient and far too amazed when stuff like that happens. That's, nothing could be more normal than for the universe to give you constant evidence and feedback of anything that you want. Want a lover? They're all around. Want more money? It's all around. Want ideas? All around. Want creative ideas? All around. Want more business? All around. All around. It's all around. It's all around. It's all around. It's swirling. It's swirling. You just walked into a moment where it was already swirling, you see.
It was fun.
The hawks were cooperative components. The timing is always a cooperative component. In other words, time is so perceptual. You all have the wrong idea of time. You think that time is ticking in an incremental fashion, but it isn't. It's perceptual.
Thank you.
Apparently it's true. Every moment in time has the ability to yield that kind of evidence of alignment. The question is, where are you on the tuner? I mean, speaking of the tuner, the tutu tuner, where are you on the tutu tuner? Are you wearing your tutu? Is it Tutu Tuesday at Burning Man? I don't know. What's going on here? Someone out there is laughing at my jokes, I bet. At least one of you. What? What's really remarkable, she said, you aren't having even more of these moments. Look at the evidence here. I mean, this was crazy. Did you guys notice the 13 thing? Like, so, you know, the 222 thing was last night and over the last week, even with my car. Then YouTube recommended this video to me. I pull it up. After the video, I look up, you know, the meaning of 222, and the person says once during I saw 222 and 2222 once during a 13 minute drive. This video is, that's what they're talking about. It's the 13, you know, the 13 hawks. And on the 13th, then Abraham uses as an example 222. I mean, wow, right? Pretty amazing. I love how she says you're far too patient. Like nothing could be more normal than the universe giving you constant feedback. And she walked into a moment that was already swirling. And I love this. This is something that I'm really feeling. It's like the feedback is always there. The question is where are you in respect to it? How are you correlating? How are you connecting? Where is your alignment point, right? Whew. So exciting, so inspiring, right? I mean, you can just feel like you're in the vortex. I'm in the vortex. This is the thing. This is like you can be here so much of the time. Yes, it's a daily conscious effort to get there all of the time. And I don't know if we'll ever could be there all of the time or not. It doesn't really matter because wherever I am, whenever I am, and I find myself out of it, that's okay. I'm not going to beat myself up for it. I'm going to love myself where I'm at and gently find a way to lead myself back, right? So what's the next step in my path? What's the symbol of new beginnings? Well, I have a next step on the path bit of news for all of you in regards to Optimistic, the new TV talk show, consciousness changemaker related talk show. It looks as if I will be taking possession of the Mystic Manor or the Mystic. I'm not sure if I should call it Mystic Manor or Mystic Mansion. Someone originally thought Mystic Manor, it's less pretentious than a mansion, but then it really is like a mansion. And that sounds more grandiose and, you know, like a, you know, it sounds more magical in a sense. So yeah, I'd like you guys' feedback on that. Actually, tell me what you think. Send me an email and send me an email if you're interested in coming. Brandon@positivehead.com. There's going to be spots, a limited number of spots over the course of the year from June to June, June 2019 to June 2020, where you actually, and for those of you who haven't heard about this, so it's going to be a late night style sort of TV talk show, all consciousness related guests. So like my soul shares now, but actually they're in person. You know, there will be co-hosts sometimes. There will be some different bits. I'm going to do a man on the street thing on the Venice boardwalk. That's going to be a little bit comedic. There's going to be live music at the end, just like you see on other talk shows. So, and a piece where the guest who is staying at the manor/mansion, whatever it's called, will actually come on the show for a segment and talk with me and the SoulShare guest. And we will, you know, they will bring a issue or question or thought that they have, and we'll do our best to sort of clarify and optimize, right? Give our perspective on it. So it's going to be pretty, pretty epic. I'm putting together the details of what, you know, so, 3 times a month over the 12 months. So 36 total different segments, if you will. I'm going to invite a P-head to come, and you can bring maybe 2 of you at a time. So it could be up to 72 people that have this experience. Right. And, yeah. So I'm putting together right now, I'm curating what that experience will be like. So a lot of people have been asking me about a retreat for a long time, and this is how I'm going to tie it in. I'm going to bring you guys into the show. And so up to 72 of you will have this experience, at least in the first year. And it's pretty exciting for me. And I know there's some of you out there probably like, yes, yes, I want to be one of them. I feel it is in alignment. It is in my path. And so as far as the details details, the cost, you know, like I said, we're going to be giving you different experiences, you know, workshop kind of healing related, coaching related stuff over this, the 7 day experience. And then of course you'll be in Venice Beach, California. That's where this place is, which is like the hub of transformation and consciousness on the planet. As far as I'm concerned right now, it's a, such an eclectic, magical place. So it will be an adventure. It will definitely have a transformative effect, I have no doubt. So I should have details coming pretty soon for you guys in regards to, like I said, cost and starting the whole booking process here in the coming weeks. So if you want to be on that list, send me an email, brandon@positivehead.com, and I'll let you know. I'll announce it on the show too, but I'll let you guys know, you know, all the details via email as soon as I have the rest of them. Yeah, I mean, the other thing that's been really magical about this, and you heard the story, I told it right after the first of the year. If you go back to my early January episodes, you know, how sort of this idea bubbled up again, and then all the synchronicity that led me to me meeting the owner of this house, who's now becoming my business partner to expand my travel business, because he's a real estate, you know, a real estate investor essentially, and that's what we deal with. And it was just all, not only did it bring the house the potential for optimistic now unfolding, but then he also introduced me to someone who is going to, it looks like it's still in the talks, but to build technology for my travel company, where the co-founder of PayPal will actually be the his company will be the ones building it, and essentially will become our partners. So like multiple levels of magic and abundance and synchronicity coming through my excitement about, you know, doing something that is gonna help to benefit the world and myself and all of you who come. It's a win. It's always about creating a win-win-win for people. And if you can start thinking in that direction, how do I do something that creates a win-win-win for everyone who's involved? Where, you know, not to sacrifice your own enjoyment and fun. This is meant to be a joyous ride for each and every one of you. So start thinking in those terms. What could I do if I was God and I could do anything and I wanted to spread more joy and happiness and consciousness and awareness and live, you know, as an example of what the future human and society will look like. How could I do that? What's a way? I'm asking, and you don't need to have the answer now, but put that out there and it'll come to you. It'll be shown to you the same way this whole project was shown to me. And you've heard me unfold. Heard me talking about it, how it's unfolded over a long story arc, right? Those of you who've been listening for years have sort of watched the journey. So it's taken some time, but, you know, as she said in the video, time is perceptual. It's not ticking in incremental fashion. So maybe it took years leading up to this piece of my, you know, new journey, next step in my path, symbol of new beginning, right? Unfolding. It may take a week for you. It may take a month. It may take a day. It may take 2 years. It doesn't matter. The fact is that you start believing that you are as worthy as me or as anyone else. If you're hearing this, it's because I'm a reflection of you. Any of these magical things happening for me are happening for you too. And that's why I'm trying to pull 72 of you into it too. So you can do it. You are it. And that is inspiring. Be inspired today on this magical Monday. I know I am. With that being said, I have a track to leave you with. This track is called Our Dream World. Let's make it a good dream. It's by Desert Dwellers, and this is actually the Drum Spider remix of the song. Hope you enjoy your dream. Until next time, journey well. Love you all so, so much.